Special comment from the newsroom at The Outlook. There's a lot of history that's been unearthed and spotlighted in the pages of The Outlook newspaper. Mayoral wins and losses. Provincial government wins and losses. Federal government wins and losses. The construction of Outlook's traffic bridges. The construction of long-standing businesses. The construction of the train bridge that would eventually become known as the once iconic and beloved Sky Trail walking bridge. Bizarre battles with local government. Spotlighting the people who make life interesting. Crime and punishment. Tragedy and destruction. Newlywed bliss. A baby on the way. New beginnings. Tear-inducing endings. School news. Sports news. Community news. All the headlines that have mattered to you, dear reader. The Outlook newspaper has brought you the news and stories connected to life in this west central part of Saskatchewan for 115 years. Friday, February 5, 1909 was the date when the very first edition of The Outlook was printed and published, made available to readers who were eager to catch the latest on what was happening in this new rural community that was established. As a matter of fact, this newspaper predates the actual town of Outlook itself. This riverside community started as a settlement on August 26, 1908 when the Canadian Pacific Railway commenced the auction of lots, followed by the first train arriving from Moose Jaw on November 23 of that year. Soon, the CPR was running a tri-weekly train service carrying huge piles of lumber, but the supply of workers and materials was far outweighed by the demand for more buildings. With that, the Outlook CPR station building was built in 1909. 1 year later, on November 1, 1910, Outlook was officially declared a town. History can certainly be interesting. More than a century later, your trusted local news source is still here. On top of our legendary print edition, we're growing and reaching a larger audience with our content featured on sasktoday.ca, which gathers headlines and stories from all over the province and gives readers a wide scope of what's happening right here at home. Through it all, we hope that we've helped give you a clear picture of what's happening in your community and the regional area. A newspaper and its website are nothing without its readers and advertisers, and we thank you for supporting community news at a time in our world where we need fair and balanced journalism, perhaps more than ever before. Buy an ad. Buy a subscription. Buy a copy at your local newsstand. Keep yourself informed of what's going on at home and abroad. There's a lot happening out there in the world. We look forward to continuing covering all that's happening in our part of it and bringing it to you. We're proud to say that we've reached this incredible milestone, and continuing our mission as we have over the last 115 years, we take our role as the provider of community news very seriously. Thank you, readers. Staff. The Outlook.